Chapter 2. The Middle Rages. On the subject of Saint-Hubert, protector of hunters, healer of rabies sufferers, we might as well begin with the myth. For while the truth about his life remains stubbornly opaque, it was the myth and not the truth that brought generations of fearful dog-bitten pilgrims from across Europe, by foot and horse, and eventually even train, to be cured at the site where his holy relics resided. The myth begins when Hubert is a young 7th-century nobleman in the Frankish kingdom, son of the Duke of Aquitaine. Hubert decides to spurn courtly life. He retreats to the deep forests of the Ardennes, the range of noble hills that roll through what is now Belgium and into the east of France, and devotes himself to the hunt. One Good Friday, so the legend goes, the young man is giving chase to a stag, when the beast rears around, a crucifix, hovering between its antlers. "Unless thou turnest to the Lord," a heavenly voice intones, to the bewilderment of the stag's pursuer, "and leadest in holy life, thou shalt quickly go down into hell." Hubert bows before the creature that a moment ago was his prey. "Lord," he asks, "what wouldst thou have me do?" It's a startling cross-cultural transformation. This is the myth of Actaeon, overhauled to serve a distinctly different cosmology. Again we have a hunter, surprised to find himself in the company of a deity. Again a stag is imbued supernaturally with consciousness. But the resolutions of these two brushes with divinity, Actaeon's and Hubert's, could not be more divergent. Vengeful Diana chooses to make Actaeon the stag, thereby condemning him to a senseless